Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Nine Types of Leadership, Mastering the Art of People in the 21st Century Workplace, by Beatrice Chestnut, PhD, is a leadership and organizational psychology book that applies the Enneagram personality system to workplace relationships. Chestnut, a psychotherapist, coach, and business consultant, presents leadership not only as a matter of strategy or authority, but as a practice shaped by self-awareness, emotional habits, interpersonal perception, and unconscious motivation. The book explains how the nine Enneagram types appear in professional settings, how each type tends to lead, communicate, react under pressure, and create recurring conflicts. Its purpose is practical to help managers, executives, coaches, HR professionals, and team members identify personality patterns that influence collaboration and performance. Rather than treating personality as a fixed label, Chestnut uses the Enneagram as a framework for observing blind spots, regulating reactions, and adapting behavior. The book belongs to the leadership development genre, but it is distinguished by its psychological depth and type-specific workplace applications. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Enneagram is used as a map of workplace motivation, not just behavior. A central contribution of the book is its use of the Enneagram to explain why people behave differently at work, not merely how they behave. Many leadership tools categorize observable traits such as decisiveness, collaboration, or risk tolerance. Chestnut goes deeper by linking behavior to inner motivations, fears, and habitual defenses. For example, a leader who appears controlling, conflict-avoidant, perfectionistic, or image-conscious may be acting from a deeper pattern of seeking safety, approval, correctness, achievement, or autonomy. This distinction matters because workplace conflict is often misread when only surface behavior is considered. The same action, such as challenging a proposal or delaying a decision, can have different psychological roots depending on type. By framing leadership through motivation, the book encourages readers to interpret colleagues with more precision and less moral judgment. The Enneagram becomes a practical map for understanding why some people push for standards, others seek harmony, others pursue results, and others protect independence. Chestnut positions this awareness as a route to better communication because leaders can respond to underlying concerns rather than only reacting to visible conduct. Secondly, leadership growth begins with recognizing blind spots and automatic reactions. The book treats self-awareness as the foundation of effective leadership. Chestnut argues that leaders often undermine themselves not because they lack competence, but because they are unaware of the predictable habits that come with their personality structure. Each Enneagram type has characteristic strengths, but those strengths can become liabilities when used automatically. A principled leader may become rigid. A supportive leader may avoid necessary confrontation. A high-achieving leader may over-identify with performance. A reflective leader may withdraw from action. By describing these patterns, the book invites leaders to see the gap between intention and impact. This is especially useful in workplaces because leaders are often rewarded for the very traits that later create problems when exaggerated. Chestnut connects leadership development with the ability to pause, observe emotional triggers, and question habitual interpretations. The practical implication is that growth is not simply adding new management techniques. It also requires unlearning reactions that feel natural but distort judgment. In this sense, the book aligns with contemporary interest in mindfulness and emotional intelligence, while grounding those ideas in a structured personality model that makes self-observation more specific. Thirdly, the 27 subtype framework adds nuance to leadership style. One of the book's distinguishing features is its attention to the three instinctual subtypes within each of the nine Enneagram types: self-preservation, social, and one-to-one. This creates a more detailed framework of 27 subtype patterns. The value of this distinction is that people with the same core type may present very differently in organizations. A person may share a basic motivation with others of the same type, while focusing that motivation on personal security, group standing, or intense individual connection. In leadership contexts, this affects how authority is expressed, how alliances are formed, how stress is handled, and what kind of recognition or influence a person seeks. Without the subtype lens, personality typing can become overly broad and can lead to inaccurate assumptions. Chestnut's inclusion of subtypes helps explain why two leaders who appear to belong to the same Enneagram type may have different management habits, communication styles, and conflict triggers. It also makes the system more useful for coaching and team development because it accounts for variation within categories. Within categories, the subtype approach supports the book's broader argument that effective leadership requires attention to patterns, but also to individual complexity. Fourthly, strengths become leadership liabilities when they are overused. The book repeatedly emphasizes that every Enneagram type brings genuine leadership assets to the workplace. These may include ethical commitment, empathy, ambition, originality, analytical clarity, loyalty, optimism, decisiveness, or steadiness. Chestnut's analysis is balanced because she does not portray any type as inherently better suited to leadership. Instead, she shows how each type's strengths can become weaknesses when they are applied without awareness. The perfectionistic pursuit of quality can become criticism. The desire to help can become boundary confusion. The drive to succeed can reduce authenticity. The search for knowledge can become detachment. The commitment to security can become suspicion. This strengths as risks logic is important because many leaders resist development advice when it seems to attack their identity. Chestnut reframes the issue: the problem is not the strength itself, but the lack of flexibility around it. This makes the book useful for readers who want to improve without rejecting their natural style. The goal is to preserve what is valuable in each type while reducing the compulsive edge that creates friction. Leadership maturity, in this framework, means knowing when a trusted strategy is no longer appropriate. Lastly, type awareness improves conflict management and team communication. A major practical application of the book is improving workplace relationships by helping leaders understand how different personality patterns interpret pressure, feedback, authority, and collaboration. Conflicts often intensify because people assume others are motivated by the same concerns they are. A leader focused on efficiency may misread a colleague's caution as resistance. A harmony-oriented colleague may experience direct debate as hostility. A detail-oriented employee may view rapid experimentation as irresponsible. Chestnut's type-based approach helps leaders anticipate these mismatches and adapt communication accordingly. The book does not suggest that leaders should excuse poor behavior because of personality type. Rather, it argues that better diagnosis makes intervention more effective. If a conflict is rooted in fear of failure, lack of trust, desire for autonomy, or need for acknowledgement, the response should be different. This makes the Enneagram useful for coaching conversations, feedback, team design, and conflict repair. The book's workplace relevance lies in translating personality insight into practical interpersonal choices, how to frame feedback, when to challenge, when to reassure, and how to reduce unnecessary defensiveness while still maintaining accountability. In conclusion, The 9 Types of Leadership is best suited for readers who want a psychologically informed approach to leadership rather than a purely tactical management manual. Managers, executives, coaches, consultants, HR professionals, and team leads can use it to understand recurring interpersonal problems, especially conflicts that persist despite clear processes or competent people. Readers already familiar with the Enneagram will find its workplace application useful. While newcomers may appreciate the accessible link between personality patterns and leadership behavior, its practical benefit is that it gives leaders a vocabulary for observing motivation, stress reactions, blind spots, and overused strengths. Its intellectual benefit is the way it connects leadership effectiveness with emotional awareness and self-study, rather than treating leadership as only a set of external skills. Compared with many business books that rely on broad principles such as communication, influence, or culture, Chestnut's book stands out for its type-specific analysis and its inclusion of subtag distinctions. It is not a complete theory of organizational performance, and readers should avoid using it to stereotype colleagues or replace strategic judgment. Its strongest use is as a reflective and conversational tool. It helps people see why competent professionals misunderstand one another, and how leaders can respond with greater precision, flexibility, and self-command. If you would like to support Beatrice Chestnut, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.